The University of Alaska's status as a Federal Aviation Administration Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Test Center is official. Events in Anchorage and Fairbanks marked the start of operations yesterday. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Federal Aviation Administration Administrator Michael Huerta made the announcement in Anchorage.
Continuing with the heritage of aviation and exploration that's so much a part of Alaska, I'm delighted to announce that today the FAA is granting an authorization to allow a test site run by the University of Alaska to start flying unmanned aircraft within the test site.
The Pan-Pacific Unmanned Aircraft Systems Test Range Complex includes overland and ocean areas in Alaska, Oregon, and Hawaii. It's run by the University of Alaska Fairbanks-based Alaska Center for Unmanned Aircraft Integration, which has been testing and using drones to conduct research since 2001. The announcement in Anchorage was followed by a short UAV demonstration flight over UAF's Large Animal Research Station. The small four-prop helicopter hovered high over caribou inside a fenced area, taking aerial images, a demonstration of what the computer program-controlled drones can do to count and assess animal populations in the wild. Unmanned Aircraft Integration Center Director Marty Rogers welcomed the flight as part of the center's three objectives.
So the first one was just to stand up the test site, which we're doing, and we had our very first flight today. The second one is to really focus on payload development, stereoscopic payload, 100 megapixel payloads, chemical detector like methane detector, things that no one else are doing, and yet there's actual real world requirements for them. And the third thing is then to focus on high latitude operations.
The UA Center is the second of six FAA designated UAV test programs around the country to get its authorization and the first to conduct a flight. The centers are charged with testing unmanned aircraft to help the agency develop regulations for the safe integration of UAVs into public airspace. The two-year project does not come with any government funding, but Rogers says it's resulting in paying customers.
Since the award of the test site, it's actually generated a lot of interest in the science and research mission. So people that maybe didn't know we existed before, all of a sudden there's this keenness to, hey, we heard about you guys and heard you're doing this, and could we do this?
Rogers says much of the information the FAA is looking for in terms of UAV applications and capacity can be gleaned through paying research. He cites upcoming private projects, including wildlife and sea ice surveys and the testing of pipeline leak detection technology. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.